Hello, hello, I'm just driving. I'm actually about to park. I'm about to pick up my fiance from work and go on to some of our pre-marriage classes as we get everything in order. But one thing that's been kind of on my mind, and especially experientially, is just that ability to, in the moment, stay present instead of becoming possessed by whatever multitude of emotions happens at that time. And that's really where that freedom comes, and being able to transmute that emotion in the moment into something greater, but really to dissolve it and process it and really become aware of the possession before it's too late. Because I find myself, I can sometimes catch myself pretty quickly, but in the moment, it's very difficult at times to be aware enough to actually hear what I'm telling myself. Because often, I mean, I hear things in my own head of just being able to kind of see what's coming and understand how, well, if I keep on this path, it'll probably go this way. And if I can somehow change course, somehow switch it up, somehow do something. And that's where that step back, that observation and that presence behind everything else. Because truly in all of us, there is something way deeper, way beyond all of these human existential forms. But at the same time, we must contend with it. So how do we in the moment handle this? This has really been my own pursuit for, I don't even know how long, basically since it became a part of me by reading these two books. One is Mindset and the other, The Power of Now. And it's actually pretty interesting to see excerpts from that author's audio books and speeches put in the new Kendrick Lamar album. And it's just such a level of consciousness and that ability to be that step up instead of just being our human form.